Good morning, 10:09 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Thursday morning. It is time for our chat with Becky Barnhart, a Coffeyville Friends of Animals, who joins us on the line. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, and good morning to you. Got a busy morning going on, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do. Lots of coaches corners to get in. Everything kind of goes out the window when we get into all the playoffs and everything. So it's a wild. So it's a good time, though.
Makes for a fast morning for you.
But that's right.
Anyway, I've got some good news about the shelter always. We had a wonderful adoption this week. We had a dog named Buff, and I'm sure people can remember me talking about Buff. He was with us for quite some time. He was adopted, and no fault of his, but the home that adopted him, their animals that they had, their dogs that they had, didn't like Buff. So Buff is returned. So that's always sad when that happens. But this week, a very nice young lady came in, and she adopted Buff. And we got a picture, I think it was yesterday, that she sent us, and Buff's on the couch, laying on his back, legs up in the air. Life is grand. So there is a good story that it just sometimes takes a little bit of maneuvering, and you keep trying, and you get the ride home. So Buff's a happy camper this morning.
Hey, that is good. That's really good to hear.
It is. It is. And you know, it does happen sometimes. You introduce a new animal to your family, and it doesn't always go well. And sometimes that also needs probably more training or understanding from the person adopting, because you can't always just bring an animal in and say it's going to be a wonderful life. You know, you sometimes have to work through these things. But and other times you can take them home and they become the best of buddies. So you just never know. But anyway, Buff's happy and we're happy. And I also wanted to mention we still have two sponsored animals at the shelter, one a dog, one a cat. Jelly is our sponsored boy. He is a beagle mix. He's a medium-sized guy, kind of young, probably a year old, year and a half. He's already been neutered. He's up to date in all of the shots. He would be ready to go home the day you select him. So if you're interested in a medium-sized dog ready to go, Jelly is your guy. We also have a cat that has been fully sponsored. We call her the Sonic Cat because she was hanging around the Sonic, very gentle, and she's full grown, just a sweet calico girl. And the young man that found her brought her in, and she wasn't adopted maybe the first week she's been there. I don't think she's been there very long. But he came back, and he said, I'm just going to sponsor her to make sure that maybe this will help with the adoption. So if you're looking for a very gentle, full-grown cat, come out and visit with Sonic Cat. Facebook, we will have one of our employees yesterday went through, and she's made a new video. So it will be on our Facebook page before too long. But she went through and just featured each animal that is at the shelter. And right now, we are full. We are full of dogs, cats, and kittens, and puppies. It's that time of year, I suppose. Lots of activities going on, so people aren't coming out the way we'd like for them to come out, but there's just other things to be doing. But come out and look around. Go to our Facebook page. You go to CFA, Coffeyville Friends of Animals, and we even feature the animals that have been adopted, and just it's got a lot of good stories. The girls that came out from the softball team from the college, we've got some pictures of them. They did a tremendous job that weekend. That day they came out. They moved all the gravel around. They walked the dogs. They bathed the dogs. I guess it was a really, really fun day. So the shelter looks great. The grounds around the shelter look great. They worked hard. Dogs. Let's go with two large dogs that we have. We have Rex. Rex has been with us. He is kind of a yellow lab, almost a white in color boxer mix. He's a good boy. He keeps his kennel clean. He walks nice on a leash. He's just a good old boy, but he's big and he's full grown. And the other big guy that we have is Big Brutus, and he's a husky, and he is gorgeous. I just can't say that enough. He's gorgeous. He's just got a mammoth amount of hair, but he's so good. He walks. I was walking him yesterday on the leash. He just walks along. I mean, he doesn't realize how big he is. And apparently the other day, one of the other dogs got away from one of the employees and went after Big Brutus, who was also out, and he just rolled over. He didn't even, so they had to get the other dog from trying to be mean to him. But Big Brutus did nothing. So he's very gentle. That was a pure test right there. So if you're interested in a large husky, Big Brutus is there. And I think he's one of the best ones we have out at the shelter right now, as far as just a good boy. Long-term residents, Captain and Lucky are still with us. Captain is a Basset mix, and he's a good guy. He keeps his kennel clean, just hasn't found the right person. He's tan in color, not very tall, therefore the Basset in him. And then Lucky came in, had been injured. We still don't know if it was car hit him, or we just don't know what happened to him. But he is healed, and he's black and white in color, medium size, probably about 35 pounds, and he's just wanting to have his own yard to run and play in. We also have lots of puppies available at this time, and I can say without a doubt they are all black lab mixes. They all look the same, and they aren't from the same litter, but we don't think. They came in two separate ways, but they're probably about 10 to 12 weeks old, which is a nice age to bring a puppy into your house, males and females. So if you're looking for a young puppy, we've got lots of black lab mixes. We also had Bart and Lisa and Barney, who've been with us for a while. And Bart and Lisa are one. Bart looks like the lab mix. Lisa looks like she's got some tan, maybe boxer or something in her. Barney is a black lab mix. So those are the puppies we have. We also have a dog named Brownie. I've spoken about Brownie before. She's tan and white in color. She's absolutely gorgeous. She's extremely timid. Don't know why. She warms up to you. It's not that she's afraid. She's afraid of, you know, going out on her own. But if you go in and you get her and you put her on the leash and walk her, she's fine. But she is very timid. She would need someone who understands this behavior to work with her. And I think after she's been worked with and she gets in a home and it's quiet, not so crazy as it is at the shelter sometimes with all the dogs barking, I think she'll turn out to be a great dog. So check out Brownie and come out to the shelter and look her over. We've got other dogs. I'm not going to go through the whole list. Many of them have been with us for a while, and we do have some potential adoptions out there. We've had some couple from Wichita that's coming in on Friday to look at Ginger, who's been with us. So we're out there. Our name's out there. The shelter's, you know, doing well. We've got pictures on Facebook to show people what we have. It looks great right now. We have some pens that are being put up now, more outside pens. So come see us. We're trying to get all spruced up for our big open house that we have the 1st of December when we have the Christmas parade on Friday. Then we always have our open house the Sunday after. So we're trying to kind of be ready for that and looking our best. So we are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. That's a county road. It's paved all the way. It's on the way to South Coffeyville. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. As far as needs that we have right now, it would still be kitty litter because we have six calico beautiful cats, and I don't know that I even mentioned them, but they came in together. They've been litter trained. They've been handled, so they're very, very, you know, very kind and gentle, pretty, and their eyes are just gorgeous. I don't know if they have some Siamese in them, but they've got beautiful eyes. So they're probably about 6 months old now. So there's more kittens that are available. And I think that was everything I had to brag about.
Well, sure. That's great. Well, I did want to ask you, you know, we are heading into Halloween. We won't talk until after Halloween is over here. And I was reading that, you know, as far as pets go, this is kind of the number one time of year for pets to run away because, you know, you think about it, you have these strange kids dressed up going door to door, and that front door is going to probably be open and closed a lot, and that really could increase that chance of, you know, a dog or cat running, scooting out the door there.
Exactly, and I think it's probably right up there with 4th of July. You know, they bolt out the door, and they keep hearing the noises. And think about the neighborhood. It's very busy. There's a lot of people out walking, and yes, they're all dressed strangely. And then the doorbell's ringing, or there's a knocking at the door. So it's a constant, it's a stress on them. And, you know, we suggest, as we do 4th of July, if you can put them in another room, put some music on, keep them away so they cannot be bolting in and out of the door. That's perfect. And if you've got an outside animal, if you've got any outside cats, you know, that's frightening to see these people walking up and down. We suggest, you know, bring those animals in so that it doesn't. How long do people trick or treat. It's, you know, maybe what, 2-3 hours one evening. Bring them in, get them away from all that excitement. So, because it is scary. I mean, even if the, their owner themselves dress up, if you've ever done it, your dog will look at you like, what in the world? What's happened to you? So they do. They see this is odd. And yes, please be extra cautious with your pets on Halloween night.
That's a great reminder. And I know even, you know, they might see someone dressed up and, you know, they're 10 feet away or more. You know, the dogs go a lot by smell and they can't smell you from that distance. So it's hard for them to know, you know, they would have to get closer to realize that, oh, it's just a kid or something like that.
Yes. And it's an odd, you know, if they've got the flowing, if they look like a little witch and they've got the, you know, the black thing that's flowing around them, their cape, and then they got the big hat and they got the mask. It is scary. It is scary for them. And so I would strongly suggest that you keep the animals away from the front door and maybe even meet people at the door so that way that doorbell isn't going, you know, ringing all evening or the knocking. And we do see some of the animals come in after Halloween, but hopefully and usually they're reclaimed. But mostly it's the animals outside I kind of think about. Let's get them taken care of also. And put a gate up, put a maybe a kid's gate up so they can't get to the front door or something like that. That's what I used to have to do. I had dogs that, you know, the doorbell would ring and they'd run to the door. So the night of Halloween, I just sectioned them off on part of the house with a child's gate, and I could take care of what I wanted to do with the Halloween children, and they were not in harm's way. So, good idea.
Yep, very good thoughts there, Becky. So, hey, we appreciate you coming on as always. Some good updates there, and hope you have a, you know, good Halloween to come here, and we'll look forward to talking to you here after that.
That's right. Hopefully next week I've got some great adoptions to talk about. That's what I always like to talk about.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we like hearing about them, so thank you
so much,
Becky.
You take care. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks a lot. Okay, that is Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We appreciate her coming on by, and we are going to be continuing on with Open Line here in just a little bit. But it's a very, very busy hour here. I know we've got a lot to get to, and we have several more coaches corners coming up. So we are going to get into our Neota J coaches corner next, and then we'll be taking your calls and taking a look at our dining guide right after that here on Open Line.